The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Powered by the Wall Street Business Network.
This is Business 1440.
KYCR. Golden Valley. A service of Salem Media Group.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is in South Korea, where he has put out an invitation to shake the hand of the North Korean dictator, Kim Jong-un, if he wants to show up at the DMZ. At a press conference wrapping up the G20 economic summit in Japan, the president told the Chinese president both sides are now close to reaching a deal on restarting trade talks.
I actually think that we were very close, and then something happened where it slipped a little bit, and now we're getting a little bit closer, but it would be historic if we could do a fair trade deal.
Meanwhile, the president also said at that same press conference he'll fight a federal judge's ruling against building a southern border wall.
I heard we just had another judge rule against us on a section of wall.
That section of the new border wall was set to begin construction on Monday. This is SRN News.
What would you do if you knew how to invest like the pros? If you could learn the strategies designed to make the right move, whether the market's going up or down? What would you do if you knew the things Online Trading Academy could teach you? Online Trading Academy is a world leader in financial education. We've helped thousands of people just like you become confident, self-directed investors. Whether you're looking to develop skills designed to generate additional income or to grow your retirement savings, OTA can provide you with valuable knowledge that can help you learn to meet your goals. The best time to take control of your financial future is now. So what are you going to do now that you know? Dial #250 on your cell phone. Use the keyword OTA. Again, that's #250, keyword OTA, or go to learnwithota.com. Again, learnwithota.com.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for townhall.com. The stakes in the 2020 election may be higher than many Americans recognize. A detailed look by Town Hall Finance into the causes of national financial collapse reveals that the most reliable path to a financial collapse occurs when a nation's leadership class turns sharply against wealth creation, when there's an erosion of business freedom and property rights, and when government corruption, taxes, and debt increase, the probability of a financial collapse goes up 3 to 5-fold. Why should we care about how other nations have collapsed? Because large sections of today's Democratic Party are openly embracing exactly those kinds of policies. The 2020 election is not just about the difference between a 2% growth rate and a 4% growth rate. It might be about continued growth versus something which would make the Great Recession pale in comparison. I'm Jerry Boyer.
Alliance Defending Freedom, fighting for those whose liberty is being violated. Click on the banner at townhallreview.com.
The following program was pre-recorded, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
The Wall Street Business Network is on the air.
I'm excited. This economy is on fire.
It's the King Banyan Show.
Let me emphasize that correlation is not causation.
As an educator and former legislator, Professor Banyan steps out of the classroom and onto the airwaves to break down the local and national economic news that matters to you.
Unemployment is low because everyone has two jobs.
Please bring on the recession.
It's the King Banyan Show on Business 1440. Now, here's King Banyan.
Inflation getting higher, makes it hard on the buyer.
Oh, welcome. Good morning, King Banyan Show. Business 1440. Happy weekend to you. In case you missed us before, this is the King Banyan Show, and we are talking about all kinds of things. This will be kind of a different hour. But first, earlier this week, my father, who passed away a couple of years ago, was a huge fan of watching CNBC and was a fan of watching Marita Bartiromo, who I suspect I suspect he liked more than just her reporting, but I've never been quite sure about that. Because anytime I would ask him about that, my mom would be around, and of course, that was probably not a question he should have answered in her presence. But she's now got a show on Fox Business. She anchors it, and a big get for her to actually have the President of the United States call in to your show on Fox Business. I think it's different. So he wasn't watching Fox and Friends. He was watching Maria that day and decided to call into the show and ends up talking about Jay Powell, the chair of the Fed. Now, I'm only going to talk briefly about this. This is not about whether or not the Fed's doing policy correctly. We've already discussed that. What I want to talk about with you is this particular clip, though, that John pulled for us earlier this week. This is President Trump on Maria Bartiromo's show, Maria in the Morning, from Wednesday. Go ahead and play that clip, John.
Raise the rates to the level that he raised it.
Well, he said he's not going to get pushed around by political. He said, you know, he basically suggested yesterday, I'm not going to get pushed around.
He's trying to prove how tough he is because he's not going to get pushed around.
Yeah.
He's a guy, nobody ever heard of him before, and now I made him, and he wants to show how tough he is. Okay, let him show how tough he is. He's not doing a good job.
Look, I think the media got it wrong the other day when they basically said, you said you wanted to demote him. I know you didn't say that. You were answering a question, but are you? You're suggesting now that
I have the right to demote him. I have the right to fire him. But I have the right.
Is that what you're thinking about doing? Are you considering that right now?
I never suggested I was going to do that. Mm. I do have the right to do it.
Well, so a few things. I believe I talked about this before, but for those of you that are new to the show, I'm an economist that teaches at St. Cloud State, currently serving as the dean of the School of Public Affairs. My specialty is monetary economics. My very first paper was on the independence of central banks, including the Federal Reserve, which at that time, back when I first wrote that paper, that'd be back in 1983. So I've been working this corner on this street for a very long time. It is entirely unclear whether the president can fire anybody from the Federal Reserve or demote the chair once appointed. It is not clear. It hasn't been tested. So he can assert that, and my guess is I'm not a lawyer and I do not play one on TV and I did not stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. But my guess is he's got legal guidance because he went to his office of legal counsel and said, I need someone to write me a memo that says I have the right to demote or fire the chairman of the Federal Reserve. And someone can write that. Someone can write anything. You can write that waterboarding is perfectly cool. You can write that you have the right to fire the independent counsel that's investigating your White House. You can, you know, as President Nixon did. You can do any such thing. So my guess is he's got a letter. Someone wrote him a letter and said that. I don't know that, but my guess is such a letter exists. An inquisitive reporter should go ask whether or not he's got a letter from his Office of Legal Counsel to that effect. I've written several papers on the independence of central banks, I will say. I've written I can count at least five or six off right off the top of my head of the 40 or so papers I've written in my career. So I know this literature pretty well. I know the Federal Reserve Act fairly well. It hasn't been tested. It is not explicitly stated in the law that you may not fire them, but they are meant to serve independent terms, and they are meant to overlap such that when, should President Trump lose his reelection, Jay Powell would still be in office on the first day of whoever becomes president after him. Okay, because he has a four-year term as a chair, okay, if President Trump should be reelected, he'll have the opportunity to change out the chair at that four-year cycle. But you basically get one shot at this. So I don't think I don't believe he does have that right, but the truth of the matter is it hasn't been tested. But let me get to the larger issue regarding this desire to remove the chair of the Federal Reserve. What is the biggest difference between the United States and its interest rate policies and the interest rate policies of other countries in the world to which he must be looking? Well, the answer is, basically, our interest rates are positive. And the interest rates of countries around the rest of the world are negative. If you go to Japan, you go to Germany, you go to Switzerland, their interest rates on short-term securities are negative. The 10-year German Bund trades at less than 1%. Their interest rates are significantly lower. Now, that has two or three different important impacts. One of them, it makes the dollar stronger, which I'm sure is playing into President Trump's animus toward Chair Powell. Why? Because higher interest rates cause the appreciation of your currency. They encourage more imports and they discourage exports. Now, if you weren't aware of that, then and you support the president's trade policies, you might now be a little more inclined to not support the policies of President Powell or of Chair Powell. You might be more inclined to push for a rate cut. Okay, that's fine. That is an argument worth having. It's worth trying to figure out why are our interest rates positive and all the other countries out there, their interest rates are negative. Well, there's a good answer to that. The good answer is because we have growth prospects and they don't. The countries in Europe are in decline. The expansion that they had a recession in 2014-2015, which we did not have. Even though there were a lot of people chattering that somehow President Obama had killed the economy and we weren't growing and we were still in the recession in 2008, he had done nothing. Okay, that's hogwash. The economy was growing during the Obama years, despite the attempts of many people to say otherwise. It was growing at that time. Is the economy growing faster since the tax cuts of 2017? For 2018, the answer was yes. For 2019, the jury's still out. We'll get the GDP report here very shortly at the end of July for the second quarter, and then we'll know more. Okay, right now we think the economy's probably not growing any faster in the second quarter of 2019 than it did during the years between 2013 and 2016. But we're still time for us to get more evidence that would suggest a reacceleration. But the truth of the matter is, the other reason why I believe the economy is, our interest rates are higher is that people believe that we are going to be successful in raising inflation here more than other places are. We are still a desirable place. Our interest rates are low because people continue to flee to quality. They get out of these other instruments and they come to our instruments to invest with us because they can get a higher interest rate. They believe that the exchange rate of the U.S. dollar is likely to decline in the future, and so they want to be compensated for that. That's another reason why our interest rates are higher. Why do we think the exchange rate's likely to go down? Because a Department of the Treasury led by the Trump administration is likely to favor depreciating currency. They're not likely to be for a strong dollar. So for all his complaining about interest rate policies, if President Trump wanted to do something to help with that, you could support a strong dollar. You could support a fixing of the trade policy, and that would probably cause the interest rates in the United States to fall rather than rise, and that would encourage this Federal Reserve to move the Fed funds rate lower. They're caught betwixt and between because they don't know what it is you are doing, sir. And if your reaction is simply to assert, hey, I got a letter that says I can demote or replace Chairman Powell, who, by the way, was a very successful fellow before becoming chair of the Federal Reserve. He's a lifer in the banking community, and if he was to leave tomorrow, he would be very comfortably ensconced in the same places that folks like Mnuchin, or for that matter, Hank Paulson or Ben Bernanke or Janet Yellen would go to. They'd be all there. That is, frankly, just you complaining about interest rates is not helping matters. The best policy would be, in fact, to simply not speak about it. But that is the one thing that we know that this particular president doesn't seem to want to do. We'll be back after this. Is the rent too darn high? We'll figure it out right after this on the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Once upon a time, many years ago, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. I believe they called it a phone book. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
We've come a long way. Now, there's Salem Surround. We help deliver customers right to your front door with targeted digital marketing. These are the tools of the 21st century smart businesses use to succeed. And our team at Salem Surround can guide you through all the available options with the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof, so you can spend time taking care of your customers. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. With Salem Surround, there are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundmsp.com. Surroundmsp.com. Connecting you with new customers.
American Pressure. Spray it. Don't say it.
Do you have a pressure washer in your shop that takes diesel fuel or kerosene? Are you tired of filling that tank every day? A stationary pressure washer that heats the water with natural gas or electricity from American Pressure is a great solution. Call us to discover all the ways a new stationary machine could benefit your business. We are always glad to come out to you, look at your current setup, and make recommendations. That new stationary unit will hook up to your existing natural gas line, which will save you both the cost of fuel as well as the time and effort and mess of refueling a pressure washer. The pressure washer will exhaust through the roof of your building or out the sidewall, and if it's an all-electric unit, there will be no exhaust stack at all. In addition, we've got all the right accessories to go with your machine, including trolley systems, hose reels, wands, trigger guns, and everything you need to make the cleaning job as easy and safe as it can be.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Minnesota did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Join us on the first Saturday of every month for Jobs Saturday, right here on the King Banyan Show.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty.
Welcome back, King Banyan Show. Business 1440. Yeah, next week, Jobs Saturday. Be there or be square, as we say out east. Yeah, we're here on Business 1440. Be sure to tune into our sister programs here in the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Always want to be sure everybody knows that the King Banyan Show is a proud member of the NARN, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, and our sister shows are of course, the headliner, Mitch Berg, 1-3 on Saturdays, and then the closer, Brad Carlson, 1-3 on Sundays. Both those shows on our sister station, AM 1280 The Patriot. But you're here on Business 1440 with me, okay? The Narn Empire extends across multiple stations. Just so you know, we are here. We are proud to be a member of the Narn.
Right on.
Bet. Now, this story came across to me through a blog post on Powerline blog. Powerline, originally a Narn member, has now gone on to bigger and better things, I suppose. I guess you could say that. They're kind of one of the big daddies in the blogosphere. And I'm now out of blogging. Happily so, by the way. Who the heck's got time to do all that writing? Well, they do. I don't. But they sent along a link. I thought this was interesting. This is in a New York City magazine and website called The Gothamist. I posted it earlier this week at @KBRS. That's how you find the Twitter feed for this show. If you want to see all the stories that I'm reading and thinking about putting on the air, this one would have appeared early in this past week. This one is about a bookstore, and I love bookstores. But bookstores, of course, are a place where typically the people hanging around a bookstore, I'll tell you what, you could wander for hours in a bookstore and not find another person who supports free markets. Okay, I'll just put it that way. You walk around a bookstore, there are a lot of people out there that you might call progressive on that in there. So one such place, a place called Book Culture in New York City. Okay, they have three stores in Manhattan and another store in Long Island City. Wrote a letter on Monday this week, this past week, an open letter beseeching them to help keep four Book Culture locations open. Quote, "Our four stores are in danger of closing soon, and we need financial assistance or investment on an interim basis to help us find our footing. This is true in spite of the fact that business has been good, and we are widely supported and appreciated. In the last 30 months, the payroll costs of Book Culture have risen by 50%, and it has been difficult to adapt quickly enough. We have now made the structural changes to our company and the cuts that will allow us to move ahead profitably once we find the financial resources we need." Well. Did anybody hear in that letter the key phrase? In the last 30 months, the payroll costs for Book Culture have risen by 50%. What do you suppose happened in that time in the last 30 months? Oh, well, one thing that happened was the minimum wage was raised from about $10.15 an hour to $15 an hour. Could it be that this was part of the cause of the rise in their cost? Why? Perhaps it has been. I note that in my fair town of St. Cloud, population of the city itself, about 65,000. If you include the bedroom communities around us, we probably have about 100,000. In the immediate area, about 190,000 if you include the entirety of largely two counties that constitute the St. Cloud area. The McDonald's that's right on Division Street, kind of the main east-west drag through our city, has been going through a whole lot of remodeling. There has been a substantial amount of work being done on the drive-through lane. And if you look at McDonald's around the country, one thing you see is more and more automated kiosks. Here's an interesting question for you. To what degree have we seen automation in book selling? Well, lots of it, if you think about Amazon, right? But not so much if you go into an independent bookseller. Okay, and I love independent bookstores. Understand, this is not me hating on independent bookstores. I love them. Particularly if you're a used bookstore, okay, I would have lunch sent there so that I could hang out longer. I love them. I will go do business with you. And I will go, if I'm traveling someplace, particularly if I'm going on vacation somewhere, if I find out there's a used bookstore somewhere in the town that I'm vacationing in, maybe I'm going to I don't own a summer cottage or something like that. I'll rent a place for a week. If there's a used bookstore somewhere around there, I'm there at least once, maybe twice. God bless Mrs. Banyan, who enjoys them as much as I do. That's part of our vacation experience every time. Those bookstores look absolutely no different than they did, 40 years ago when I first discovered the joys of a used bookstore. All right? They don't look any different at all, except for the fact that I can go online and buy them. And this is a key question. Here's the thing that economics would teach you and what would teach book culture. Book culture, okay, faces an increased wage because, of course, we have to provide higher wages for the people that work at book culture. They have about 75 employees across their four stores. Okay, and they have a payroll of about $1.7 million. They pay about $700,000 a year in rent and $1.7 million to their folks, and $650,000 in sales tax revenue. They never ask about, hey, could you cut the sales tax? They never ask that. But this is the information about them, right? I'll bet those costs stayed the same, but if they're paying $1.7 million and say that their payroll costs have increased by 50%, that means that previously their labor cost was about $1.1 or $1.2 million, and now it's at $1.7. That's $500,000. That's $500,000 that this place has lost. How much of that do you think they were able to pass through in higher prices on their books? Because that's the answer is, well, when we do it to a restaurant, I can just increase the price of my meal, right? You can, because the only way I can get the restaurant experience without paying for the higher labor costs would be for me to drive outside of the jurisdiction where I was buying that meal. So if I have a city minimum wage, okay, I can drive to another city. But if I have a state minimum wage increase and I need to go to another state to get a meal, living here in central Minnesota, that's not going to happen. Okay? The state borders are several are 3, 4, 5 hours away from me. So I'm just going to pay that. Right? But if you raise the minimum wage for the people working at the Barnes & Noble down the street, How can I get a book otherwise? I can go online. I can go even to Barnes & Noble's online book place, order the book, and then walk into the store and do what? I have to walk up to somebody and get the book. They're supporting the bricks and mortar, but they still have to have someone there to give me the book that I ordered and had them pull off the shelf. It could reduce their labor cost, but doesn't send it to zero. Here's the point. Book culture can't cut the price of their books because substitutes are so readily available. So when you raise the minimum wage to a place like a bookstore, it has to come mostly out of profits. And eventually that means places like this independent bookseller is going to close. The very people who support higher minimum wages because it supports progressive values are the very people who will go online to buy that book because they don't want to pay extra for the book at the store to cover the additional labor cost of the workers who are inside the store. So those sustainable wages are not, in fact, going to happen. So rather than receiving a wage of $10.15, the people that work at Bulk Culture are going to get the true minimum wage. The true minimum wage is zero. They will get $0 because Bulk Culture will go out of business unless we send welfare to Bulk Culture. Right? They want a check to cover the cost of that additional labor. They want to socialize the cost of the minimum wage across the entirety of New York City. New York City might choose to do that, but at some point, the people who are being asked to pay do have an option. They can leave New York City, and they probably will. When we come back, another reason why they might be leaving, they're changing the rent control laws. They're changing the rent control laws in New York City as well. We'll talk about that right after this. You are listening to The King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts SAVE 22 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it, you cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text SAVE 22 to 85850. That's SAVE 22 to 85850.
Does your office need a little TLC? Do you notice your bathrooms are a bit smelly? Are the surfaces in your break room a little sticky? And isn't that the same coffee spill on the floor and chili splatter in the microwave from weeks ago? If so, I've got the solution. Hi, I'm Tasha, owner of Forever Cleaning. We're family owned and offer affordable, reliable office cleaning all over the Twin Cities metro area. So if your office is screaming for help, call me today. Let's get you scheduled for your free walkthrough so you can receive your free quote at 763-807-9817. If you mention this ad, you will receive 15% off your first month of service. Again, call 763-807-9817. Or you can visit my website at forevercleaning.com. That's the number 4, EVRcleaning.com. Remember, Forever Cleaning is so thorough, you'll wonder if your mom snuck in overnight and cleaned.
Students come to Online Trading Academy for many reasons. Some love their jobs but don't make enough money to live the life they dream about. Some aren't happy with their job and hope for something better. And others invest and trade but just need a better path to improve their returns. We even have students who have never invested or traded before, and they might not even know a stock from a rock, but dream of having extra income. There are better income opportunities than trading your time for money. It's time to learn those skills. Join us at Online Trading Academy so we can show you the path to your financial freedom. Register today for a free investing class by dialing #250 on your cell phone. Use keyword OTA. Again, that's #250 on your cell phone, keyword OTA, or go to learnwithota.com.
Online Trading Academy Radio.
Welcome back, King Banyan Show, Business 1440. So I studiously avoided watching any of the two Democrat debates. I don't know exactly what they said there. But I have a sense of what they might have discussed. for some reason that they, this minimum wage argument that I was just talking about is pretty much a spent force. A majority of citizens support minimum wage increases, which I consider a clarion call for me to do a better job of economic education. That's why you listen to the King Banyan Show here on Business 1440. You are getting that education. We provide this to you as a public service. Okay? At least that's what I tell my wife, so that she lets me come out here and do this every Saturday morning. I'm in the mission field, as it says, as you leave your local Lutheran church.
She probably thinks you're golfing.
Probably. Yeah. At least she's not blown my cover to our pastor, who's like, well, why don't I see you on Sundays?
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, the other thing that's going on right now that I sense is happening right now is a push now from talking about minimum wage increases. It seems like the progressive movement has moved on to discuss rent control again. It's like, goodness gracious, do you people really not remember how this turned out? Do you not remember how this turned out in the 50s and 60s in New York City? By the way, so you may not know the history, but in New York City, after World War II, with the very laudable goal of providing cost control for apartments to be rented by GIs coming back after World War II, giving them the ability to live in an apartment in New York, New York City passed rent control. And there are a few other cities, mostly on the East Coast, that did pretty much the same thing. But approximately 2 weeks ago, they put out legislation that would impact almost 1 million rent-regulated apartments in New York City, which accounts for 40% of the city's rental stock, and allows other municipalities beyond New York City and its suburbs to adopt their own regulations. The rent regulation package, expected to be approved before the end of the week, is perhaps the most resonant symbol of the change in power in Albany since Democrats took complete control in November. Republicans had dominated the state Senate for most of the last century and formed a close alliance with New York City real estate industry, which donated heavily to Republican senators. The election in November not only brought Democrats to power in the state Senate, but also saw the rise of progressive lawmakers who fiercely opposed real estate interests. So notice how the New York Times, which is what I just read to you, the New York Times presents this. Okay? Presents this as the rent control is to stop people from taking advantage of you. Well, what do you think happens? This is sort of how I explain to people why it is that trying to manipulate prices by government fiat ends up not good. It ends up not good because you don't necessarily know what the price should be. Prices do not adjust rapidly. Okay, as John Cochran, a professor at the Booth School at the University of Chicago, says, look, housing is not a single good. It's not like trying to control the price of hamburgers. If I control it now, and yes, I understand. Some of you like the Juicy Lucy's at Matt's, and other of you like the Juicy Lucy's at the 5-7. All right, and you'll say, oh, no, they're very, very different. But a hamburger is a hamburger. And if you tried to put in price controls for hamburgers to be sure that everybody, those GIs coming back from World War II, could all have access to hamburgers at low prices, what would you eventually find? You'd eventually find that the way people made money was to make worse and worse hamburgers, reducing the quality of them because the price would continue to be forced down. What do you think happens to housing, right? Housing is always location, location, location. You can listen to one of the real estate shows here on Business 1440. They'll tell you that. But it also matters size and condition. It's not about controlling homelessness, right? Everybody lives somewhere, and so The point is that it ends up subsidizing larger and better and more conveniently placed housing. If you put this rent control in place, it advantages the people who live in Manhattan. It advantages the people who live maybe in Queens, and disadvantages the people who live in the Bronx or live in Harlem. Why? Because those people will not get access to apartments. Once you have the rent control in place, those apartments don't turn over. The people who live in the rent-controlled apartment that has enough size and has the right convenience and has awesome location, they're never leaving. So if you're an up-and-coming 20-something, 30-something person that's just gotten a job in New York City, welcome to Jersey City, because that's where you're going to have to commute from 2+ hours each way in order to be able to have some place to live. It's not a matter of what you can afford. It's a matter of what you can find. And this insanity on rent control is coming to a place near you. Spotted on Minnesota Public Radio last week, NPR had two people come on to talk about rent control. There's little or no rent control in Minnesota, but many people are finding Twin Cities rents unaffordable. The average rent for a two-bedroom apartment in Minneapolis is $1,840, about according to Apartment Trends. I will just say, if you were up here in St. Cloud, you can drop the one. It's about $850 a month for a two-bedroom place. I know my son rents one, and he's shopped through several places. You can find apartments for $700 with two bedrooms. They're not super nice, but you can find one. A studio in St. Paul is about $1,000 a month. Rent control is one way. This is this article by Marty Mullen at NPR. Rent control is one way to try to make apartments affordable to more people. Actually, it makes it less affordable because it makes it less findable. Understand, the value of the marketplace is to permit people to find people who are willing to truck, barter, and exchange resources with each other. And in any transaction, everybody gets something more that they value more in return for something they value less. If I pay $1,840 for an apartment in Minneapolis, I have the location, I have the and it's convenience. I've got a size that I like. If I don't like this, if I want to save money, I can choose one bedroom rather than two. I have worked, as many of you know, I've worked overseas, and for a year I worked in Ukraine, in the city of Kyiv, and I worked at the National Bank of Ukraine. Many government agencies and even private firms own apartments and then rent them to their employees. Those apartments have controlled prices. Guess what else they have? Few bedrooms. A person who ended up working for the IMF, a person who had a doctorate, an upper middle class person by any Ukrainian standard, had one bedroom that they put their daughter in, and the husband and wife slept in the living room. When I said, "Why don't you move to a bigger place, Sasha? You can absolutely afford it," Sasha's answer was, "I can't find a place unless I go to the private. If I go to the private market, there are so few of those units, they will cost me an arm and a leg." I lived in one such place. I had two bedrooms. I was in the center of Kyiv, about four blocks from the National Bank. You want to know what my rent was? $3,000 a month. And that was in 1996. Okay? Do you want post-Soviet rent control? You can have it. But the problem is not the price. The problem is you can't find anything. That's what happens. And yet candidate after candidate, who you probably heard on Wednesday or Thursday, and I admit I did not, are in support of rent control. I'll tell you how much they support rent control right after this. I have their words for you to hear. You're listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Business 1440 is KYCR Golden Valley.
Your first year of Christian school is half price through TwinCitiesTuitions.com. If you see public school as a negative influence on your child's faith, it's time to make a change. To find out more about our half-price Christian school tuition program, visit TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
This is Albert Moeller for Townhall.com. Among the decisions coming out of the Supreme Court this term was a big case on religious liberty. By a 7-2 margin, the court found that the Memorial Cross in Bladensburg, Maryland could remain. The 40-foot cross has honored the World War I dead for nearly 100 years. It's an enormous win. A very key takeaway is what the court did with the Lemon Test, the test of constitutionality of government involvement when it comes to religion. The problem with the Lemon Test is that it has always been subjective and often used in ways that are hostile to religion. Expression. In his concurring opinion, Justice Neil Gorsuch declared simply, Lemon was a misadventure. And a majority of the justices made clear that the Lemon Test is no more. That's good news. And by a convincing 7-2 majority, the Supreme Court of the United States said that the Bladensburg Cross, and thus other similar crosses and religious expressions, can stand. That, too, is very good news.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
I should have done it sooner. That's a comment heard often from satisfied patients at IneedMoreHair.com. Dennis Prager here. If you've been exploring solutions for your hair loss, go to IneedMoreHair.com and see what they're doing for men and women like you. The consultations are free and the results are amazing. You'll be under the care of some of the most experienced hair transplant specialists in the country. Their doctors have given patients from around the world, including notable Hollywood personnel, a full head of hair. They can do the same for you. Their technique is so advanced that their results are guaranteed in writing and their prices are the best in the business. If you have hair loss, don't put this off another day. Contact IneedMoreHair.com at their office in Eagan for your free consultation. Experience you can trust, prices you can afford. Today is the day to get a permanent solution to your hair loss at IneedMoreHair.com.
Debt snowball got you down? Is it time to kick up your savings with a side hustle? Go to VoitBus.com. Voit's is a family-owned local bus company that is looking for people just like you. We are in need of bus drivers, bus assistants, van drivers, mechanics, body repair, and vehicle cleaning staff. No matter what your interests are, we can keep that side hustle going so you can get off the beans and rice and start living like no other. Visit VoitBus.com.
V-O-I-G-T, Voit's Motor Coach Travel.
June is National Candy Month, so let's give the hometown of Hershey's. Stop into any lucky store, mention you heard me on Business 1440, and we'll give you any regular-sized candy bar for free. No purchase necessary. Summer, sweets, service and snacks at Lucky's, your neighborhood store.
Now, back to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Welcome back. Last segment for today, King Banyan Show, Business 1440. Unless we replay this in an hour one someday in the future. We might. Never know, because there's a little teaching I need to do here. So let's get to the teaching part. You know, Lee Michaels, who you hear on KKMS on Monday through Friday, and then John Berg, our program director here at Business 1440 and AM 1280. And who's at the controls right this moment. Hi, John.
Hello, King.
They always make fun of me because I talk about charts and graphs you can't see on the radio.
Nerd!
I'm going to do it again. All right. I want you to think about this. Suppose you've decided that the rent is too damn high. Right? And because you think the rent is too high, you say, you know what? I now control the government. I have the votes, and with those votes, I'm going to mandate that prices have to be reduced. I'm going to mandate that prices be reduced. Well, if you do that, they know what happens. If you say all rents have to fall by 20%. That they'll lose a whole lot of buildings eventually. So what they do instead is this. I want you to listen. These are the proposals that are coming. I want you to think about this. So if you think about this, I'm going to draw supply and demand curves on the radio. You can't see them. But I want you to do this. If you're sitting at your table. Now, if you're driving a car, don't do this. I want you to keep your hands on the wheel. But if you happen to be sitting, you can either put your elbows on the table, or you can just stick them up in the air. I want you to take your right arm, and I want you to stick it straight up and down. Okay, because you're looking at it, right? So I want you to take your left arm, stick it straight up and down. I want you to take your right arm and stick it at about a 45-degree angle with your hand up in the air and your elbow down by the table. Okay? You got that? All right? It looks like a sideways X, but not. Don't tip it all the way over. Just you can have it sitting at an angle. All right? That's your supply and demand curve. Your vertical arm is your supply curve. Your crossed arm is your demand curve. See? We can do this with radio. You just follow directions. And you're smart. You can do this. Take that and now listen to these proposals. This is covered by NPR. This is an NPR story. Who I'm telling you is pushing the idea that we need to subsidize housing. Julian Castro, okay, one of the 24 Democrats running, or I think now 25 Democrats running for president, would provide housing vouchers to all families who need help. Right now, only one in four families eligible for housing assistance gets it. He would also increase government spending on new affordable housing by tens of billions of dollars a year and provide a refundable tax credit to the millions of low and moderate income renters who have to spend more than 30% of their incomes on housing. Now, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren calls for a $500 billion federal investment over the next 10 years in new affordable housing. Cory Booker would also provide a renter's tax credit, legal assistance for tenants facing eviction, protect against housing discrimination. Senator Kamala Harris, renter's tax credit, $6,000 for families making $100,000 or less. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who probably will be out of the race before I finish this sentence, has signed on to both the Harris and Warren plans, which have been introduced as legislation. They're piling on to pay your rent. Now, you still get your arms like that? Did you hold on to that while I read that? It only took a minute. Come on, your arms are strong. Now, I want you to look at your arms. And now I want you to think about, if I subsidize your rent, what does that do? That means you're going to want to buy more housing. I want you to take your crossed arm. Okay, take that right arm. I want you to lift it a little higher. Now I want you to think about extending from where your two arms cross over to look at what happened to the price. The price of housing went up. What happens to the supply of housing if I subsidize it? In the short run, absolutely nothing. All that happens from these subsidies, and this is true if it's rent, if it's education, if it's health care, for all of them, all they do is raise the price. They stick more money into the hands of the people who own the resource that's represented by your hand that's perpendicular, okay, that's standing at 90 degrees to the table or the floor. They're throwing money at the landlords. They're throwing money at the universities and colleges. Yes, I work for one. I'm admitting that's an impact of those loan subsidies that the government provides to students. All that free college tuition, that's why I'm not talking about that, because it's a little uncomfortable because I work at a university, but it's the same story. It's the same story. If you think about that, all that happens, okay? All that happens is that your demand goes up. If the government pays all your rent past 30% of your income, are you going to be inspired to go work more? No, you're going to be inspired to go try to get a bigger apartment, because you know you can shove the extra cost back onto the taxpayer. It goes, and all this would do is put money in the hands of the property owners. Is it any wonder that East Coast, quote-unquote, limousine liberals are supporting this stuff? It's not because they feel bad for the renters.
It's because they get the money. They get the money. The money flows through the renter and right over to the landlord.
Okay? So if you want to make money in tech, you have to move to the Bay Area, but there's only so many houses, so who gets the cash? The great gains in productivity that come out of tech end up in the hands of San Francisco landlords. Okay? Well, we'll have rent control. That'll take care of it. We won't let them raise prices. Well, they've given you the answer. Let me repeat two pieces there. Senator Warren, $500 billion federal investment over the next 10 years in affordable housing. You know what that means? Government's going to build apartments. How do you think those will look? Okay? Have you ever been to Chicago and looked at the housing projects there? Have you ever driven around a major Eastern European city like a Prague or Budapest or a Kiev or a Moscow and looked at the apartments that are out in the suburbs and seen what they look like? I traveled with somebody who used to refer to them as, oh, it's just commie architecture. They're not pretty homes. I'm just going to say, they're not pretty homes. They're not the kinds of buildings that constitute the beautiful architecture of a New York City or of a Minneapolis or of a St. Paul. Beautiful cities with beautiful buildings. If you put in rent controls in Minneapolis and St. Paul, the place it has to eventually lead is that the government has to build buildings. And if you think they're going to look as nice as the buildings that are there now, all you need to do is drive to the outskirts of Prague or Budapest or Warsaw or Kiev or Moscow. That's what they're going to look like. And honestly, I don't think you want those houses to be there. Right? Do we really want government to start building our housing for us? Because that's what those candidates are proposing. We'll be back with you next week for a Job Saturday right here on the King Banyan Show on Business 1440. See you next week.
I'll see you two tomorrow morning on the golf course.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they will send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments. And it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Minnesota. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Mitch Berg from the Northern Alliance here for Kingdom Builders. You've heard them on this station. They say they're not great salesmen, just great roofers. But if you're a homeowner, you've heard the horror stories from your neighbors about roofers who were great salesmen, but terrible roofers, about contractors with no integrity. So my first call was to the roofers who make their integrity the center, not just of their business, but of their lives. That's the Kingdom Builders. And yeah, they are great roofers. I have a challenging roof. Third floor, lots of details, and it was last re-roofed when I was just out of high school. And yet, from the moment they showed up, I had the confidence. I wasn't just going to get a great roof. I wasn't going to get that heartburn you get when trying out a new contractor. So yeah, they are great roofers and genuinely great people to work with. And I have the nicest looking roof on my block. So call 612-900-9166. That's 612-900-9166. Or find them online at thekingdombuilders.net. Tell them Mitch Berg sent you and he loves his new roof.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.